Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Good News.
Welcome. Thank you.
So we're here. I'm Cindy. Hello, Matthew. Hello, Sylvia.
Hello.
Hi. So we're here to discuss good news today. I hope everyone's having a good afternoon today. What are you guys up to?
Oh, I'm just getting some errands done. I'm getting some breakfast. Gonna get some grocery shopping.
Okay, that sounds lovely for a lovely Sunday afternoon like this. What about you, Matthew?
I am just drinking coffee and enjoying the day.
That's beautiful. You know, we need our coffee, right, in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the barbershop's open.
Oh, great. Yeah, everything is getting open now in New York City here.
I'm trying to get on one of these free seats since there's still not any seats at Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay. Oh, how come?
You know, they still have the COVID thing going on.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Because when I got my bagel and coffee this morning, there were no seats available. All the seats and chairs were just packed up on the corner.
Yeah, I'm on one of these random benches that they put right in the middle of the road next to Mobile. They have this is the road right here.
Okay. Well, at least you're enjoying the sun. It looks beautiful out there.
Yeah, it's nice. And I can take off my mask finally.
Oh, beautiful. All right, so let's start. Anyone has any articles to share?
I do, but you can go first.
No, well, it's okay. You can go if you have one.
Well, I got to figure out how to fix the video right now. So I'm having technical difficulties. So
all right, so I will go first. All right, wonderful. Here we go. All right, so my first article here is Ecuadorian couple set the Guinness World Book of Record for the oldest married couple.
That's cute.
It's amazing. So their names are Julio and Waldramina Quinteros. I'm sorry if I pronounced it wrong. They were married in 1941, and it's been almost 80 years since they've been married. So these pair are from Ecuador. In the beginning, their families did not improve, but they got married anyways. And they just ended up 80 years together. Julio is now 110 years old, and Waldramina is 104 years old.
Wow.
So, you know, if you want to marry someone that you love, go ahead. You might as well, It might be a long-lasting 80 years marriage.
So, if we do the math, when did they get together?
So, Julio is 110 minus... Uh-huh. Julio's 110
mm-hmm.
minus 80 is 30, right?
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Wow. Not a bad age to find somebody.
Yeah, and they've been married ever since. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's just... rare sometimes, right? Unfortunately, but you know, this is definitely good news.
He's really old, 110 years old.
Yeah,
but strong.
And they look great. They dress good. They look happy.
So the key is to have a happy marriage, and you'll live for like eternity.
Yes. All right. So Matthew, okay. Would you like to?
Sure.
Share.
I have this article, which is, how do I share again? Okay.
There you go, yeah.
Well, it's not sharing, so.
All right, so what is it? Just tell us about it.
So I want to tell you about the other article in the meantime, because there's two articles I have.
Sure.
This is about a couple. They got to get married during COVID. COVID outbreak happened. They had a marriage set up. They decided to take all the food from the wedding instead of canceling the wedding. They took all the food that they were going to have at the wedding. They got married with just their small family. And they went to a homeless shelter in the gowns, the wedding dress that is, and the groom dressed up right after they got married. They went to a homeless shelter and gave out free food to everybody at the homeless shelter. And they personally served the food to everyone. And they actually said that it was more enjoyable than having all their family and friends there because they got to put smiles on people's faces that really needed food that probably had never had such luxurious food to eat because they were homeless.
That's so beautiful.
They fed hundreds of people in a wedding outfit.
You know, that's different because you never hear that. People just donating all the wedding food to entire homeless community, and that's so beautiful. I love that. You know, a lot of times in weddings, people eat at the cocktail, and then they're so full with cocktail and drinks. Yeah, so they were able. So once you eat your cocktail hour, then you have a lot of drinks, and there's a lot of snacking. And when it comes time for dinner, it's you're so full that you don't even want the dinner. So a lot of the dinners are wasted in the end. So it's a great idea to get all the food and give it to the homeless. I know like a lot of catering company, they just throw the food away, which a lot of people could have ate that food.
Yeah, so they took all of it. They didn't even cancel it. So all the food that was got to be there, the cocktail hour, the wedding food, they just decided to take it all to a homeless shelter. And yeah, marriage and giving out food to the homeless. See the little girl's all happy. She has a food. That's that article.
I love that. That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing. Hi, Dana.
Hey, everyone.
Hey.
How's it going?
All right. So far, good. It looks so nice over there outside. We all should be outside today.
It's such a nice day.
Wow, it's beautiful.
Wow, very nice.
I hope everyone is enjoying outside today. Yeah, it's beautiful. We were just saying that a lot of couples, when they get married, the cocktail hour, they're full, and then they have drinks. And then when it comes to dinner, people don't eat. So all that food gets wasted. Yeah, but this story was different where because of COVID, they couldn't have their wedding. So they took all the food and gave it to the homeless shelter. So that's beautiful. Anyone else has anything to share? I think I have something else. Let's see. All right. All right. So recently in the news in Taco Bell in California, there were two little kids sitting in front of Taco Bell using the Wi-Fi for their homework. A Taco Bell. So someone took a video and posted online, and that video went viral. People ended up giving money to the family of these kids so that they can have Wi-Fi and not get evicted from their apartment. So basically, they were about to get evicted, and the kids needed Wi-Fi. So they went to Taco Bell, sat in front, did their homework. This is in Salinas, California. So, and it's just beautiful that they got $130,000. $130,000 donated from people just to have the family just not be evicted and have the kids stay in education. So I think that's a beautiful story. Salinas, California, they don't have a lot of students in there. It says in the article, 8,500 students in Salinas, California. They are trying to build new hotspots. They have 1,500 hotspots, and now they want 2,500 additional hotspots. The family is very happy. They're working with an accountant to save that money and budget themselves. And it's just beautiful that people could help out. You know, GoFundMe's has helped a lot of people around the world.
Really has. And the fact that people are actually like in their own financial crisis, but they're helping others, that is such a good thing. You know, like it's really like a good way of giving back because it's going straight to the cause.
Yeah.
I know a lot of my students have struggled with, you know, internet access and things like that too, but you know, everyone's really coming together to help each other out. So it's really nice to see that.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And it definitely resonates with you, Dana, because you are somewhat of like a speech pathologist teacher.
I'm an educator. So yeah.
That's beautiful.
I'm a therapist. So I work with these kids and Yeah, and it's all virtual based, and we're going to go in that direction regardless throughout the year. And internet is like the basis that we need to work off of. And then after that is like a device to use. And after that is a trained professional on the other end. So it's one step in the right direction. So.
Absolutely. I love it. I mean, Wi-Fi is taking over the nation.
It's a necessity now. It's like food, water, Wi-Fi.
They did a social experiment where they asked people in the middle of Manhattan, just back during the non-COVID times, if I can give you this, would you want a case of water or would you want free Wi-Fi? Almost everyone's willing to take the Wi-Fi and not the water on a hot day. And they're like, why wouldn't you take the water? You actually need that to live. Like, most people feel they need Wi-Fi to live and not water now, actually.
Wow. Maybe they prefer tap water instead of bottled water then.
I don't know. It's funny, though, because the guy kept mentioning, was like, you could take either one, but you want Wi-Fi over water.
Yeah. I have something to share.
Oh, wonderful.
I found this article on the Good News Network about how animal owners can now wear face masks with their pet faces. So it looks really cool. You can take like a picture of your dog or your cat, like live in action like this, and then they could put that image onto a mask and you could walk around wearing a mask of your, you know, pet.
So who's getting the kitty mask?
I know. I would love that. Yeah.
Yes, Dana and I are cat owners.
Yes.
And Sylvia.
Two cats. I would get one of each. Look at this one.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, I don't see any cat ones yet.
Everyone's a dog lover. Dogs are cute.
More people like dogs than cats.
That's I wonder true. Why.
You'd be like look like a crazy cat lady if you wore like a cat mask outside, but
that one's cute.
Right? That's adorable. And where is this from? What company?
Let me see.
$15 Canadian. No, $20 Canadian and $15 American.
Owner supply a picture. Sent Danielle pictures of them. I guess Danielle is the person that's making them. Let me see. They're from Calgary, Canada. Oh. Dogs and Dorks. It's an I guess it is.
Dogs and Dorks.
And they also do cats. And has already sold 100 of the personalized items in just 3 weeks.
Oh, so cute. So yeah, you can visit Dogs and Dorks in Etsy shop, Etsy.com. $15 a mask. I don't know if it's free shipping or not, but and $20 for Canadian. That's amazing. I might get a cat one then. Who knows?
Yeah, and her inspiration.
Kitty all on your face.
Her inspiration was her dog's crooked teeth. That's why she wanted to get it. I wonder if she's got a picture of it. Let me see if I can click on it and get on her Etsy shop and see. Oh, cool. That's a nice little slogan.
I love it.
Oh, yeah, this one. $20.
Yeah, the face mask these days, people are becoming creative with face masks. There's so much face masks. I know, Dana, you got a see-through face mask. How was that working?
It's good. It fogs up occasionally, and it has, like, those little vents on the side. I'll show it next time I come on. But, like, the only thing is I'm reading mixed reviews about those vents. They're saying that it doesn't really prevent much. Like, it protects, I think, yourself but not others because of the filtration system. So it has mixed reviews about it. And what I do is I wear both. So when I see the kiddos, I wear just the clear one. And then when I'm outside, I wear a surgical mask over it. So I double up on my masks just to be on the safe side. And I also have a face shield, a clear face shield that I wear.
You mentioned kiddos. What is that?
What's that?
You mentioned kiddos. What is kiddos? When you see the kiddos.
Kiddos, the kids.
Oh, kids. Okay. That's cute.
Yeah, the kiddos. So, yeah, I double up. I never need it.
Yeah. Okay.
Is beautiful. Gary not able to join us today?
I don't see Gary. I don't know. He's maybe camera shy today. But
I think he was supposed to go somewhere today. No, didn't you have like a birthday party or something?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Remember when you mentioned the picnic? He was like, oh, maybe I have to go.
Yeah, he usually does picnic in Central Park.
It is a beautiful day.
It is. Yeah. One day I want to go.
All the Pokemon.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yeah, much better.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, good. I think I have another to share. All right, so tiny dog travels 10,000 miles to rejoin her owners. So it's some Pipsqueak, the wiener dog. Her name is Pipsqueak. I'm sorry, I'm saying it wrong. Pipsqueak. They got to embark on a journey of more than 10,000 miles to get to this dog. So basically, the dog was stranded in South Carolina because of the pandemic. And her owners are from Australia. So they like to sail on their boat. So they couldn't really sail on a boat because of COVID. So the dog was left with a friend in South Carolina because due to strict COVID rules, you can't bring a dog on the ocean. And they really love their dog, Pip. So that's how that worked. And so they got the dog and they gave the family the dog to share. Hold the dog, and I'm not sure how the dog got there.
Yeah, right? That's like the mystery behind this.
Yeah, because, even reading the article, it didn't say clearly how the dog got to the owners.
It sounds like the synopsis to a Hallmark movie, A Dog's Journey Across the Ocean.
Maybe but like we don't the know. Family that adopted the dog, I don't know, maybe. Because sometimes that happens too.
But we don't know how it actually occurs, so that's why it's just a footnote.
Yes, so there's a footnote.
We gotta buy the book now to find out the rest of the story.
From the book?
Nice. I'm gonna guess that the dog was shipped in a flight because.
And they got lost?
I don't think he got flown out. Probably they just lifted the COVID rules and the owners came back for him.
Okay.
Because they don't really do the planes yet.
Yeah, so, but yeah, still good news.
Research assignment, I guess. Find this dog. Find
that's fine. Yeah, but it's beautiful that they were able to see the dog again after so many, 5 months.
Aww.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's a long time to be away from a dog. You know, dogs are always there with you every single day. And when you're home, they love you. When you're away, they're alone. So imagine a dog away from the owners for 5 months.
That's true. Yeah, I'm at Nicole's for 2 days and my cats are driving my parents insane. Like they didn't let them sleep all night. They were meowing, running around, jumping off of like the walls and things. Like my parents couldn't sleep last night. I'm like, it's okay, go home. I'll be back later today. So it's like they really do miss their humans, you know, like they're one person. I think they'll do whatever it takes to like find them and get to them, which is amazing. So
I wonder if dogs do the same thing, because cats meow.
Dogs more so than cats. I mean, this dog like found his way back, and I've heard of a lot of dogs doing that, like getting lost, or like when their owners like kind of give them away or they get readopted, they go back and they try to find their original owners.
Aww, that's so sad.
Yeah.
Dogs are pack animals, so yeah, they lost their pack.
Yeah, they really, it like really hits home for them. So wait, there is a breakdown here.
Yes, so, I just found it. Okay, the mystery is solved. I couldn't. All right, so here we go. March 27, the family docked their boat at South Carolina. One of the family members drove to North Carolina. The family members is Elbeck family. And Zoe Elbeck drove to North Carolina and she handed over Pip, the dog, over to her friend, Lynn. April 4, Pip moves into Ellen's home in North Carolina because they put out an ad because Lynn already had two dogs on her own. So they couldn't handle keeping another dog. So they put out an ad and Ellen took the dog in on April 4th. July 19, pet rescuers, Melissa Young, and as her companion, Pip flies to Charlotte. So the dog did fly. Pip flies to Charlotte, North Carolina, and then on to Los Angeles. Okay.
It's probably an animal rescue plane. It's not like a public plane.
Wow. And July 21st, after a night in a hotel suite. Ooh.
Luxury suite, hopefully.
Wow.
The best dog food in all of California.
Pip takes a 13-hour flight in cargo from Los Angeles to New Zealand, Auckland, New Zealand.
Wow.
Wow. The dog
that's
is really...
That's a long-ass flight.
Yeah, that's long.
Can I say that word?
Okay. Yes, you can. Yeah, no, even when I went to Thailand, it was just as long. And it was, yeah. It's uncomfortable sitting there, but I could imagine Pip. Pip went to flying, then luxury hotel, then flying again. So now on the 24th of July, 3 days after Pip landed, Pip flew from Auckland, New Zealand to Melbourne, Australia, where she goes into mandatory quarantine for 10 days. So they quarantined the dog for 10 days. That's really cool. That's safe. And then August 11th, Pip flies from Melbourne, Australia to Sydney, Australia, and is finally reunited with the Elbex.
Wow.
What a journey.
Very detailed.
Bet you this is going to become a book.
It could
be. It's going to become a dog's journey book.
The Pip Squeaks Journey Home. I love it. I mean, I love that they gave the dog a hotel suite, you know.
I mean, do they have like a nice little water bed and little bon, like instead of bonbons, their own like doggy equivalent, little biscuits?
Yeah, instead of like pillows, chocolate on your pillows, they probably got like a treat on his pillow.
Aww.
Yeah, just got to the best dog channel, watching all the dog movies.
Very so cute.
Yeah.
So those are my news. What do you have? So,
there you go. I got one. So, let's see if we can do this right. Go here. We're going to share. Not this one, but this one. So, I like music, obviously. This little girl really loves the Foo Fighters. And she used to do a challenge to Dave Grohl, the drummer of the Foo Fighters, for a drum battle. So, she plays this song. And...
So what's this little girl's name, by the way?
This little girl is Nadia Bushell.
Nandy Bushell. So you can find her at Nandy Bushell. NANDI_BUSHELL on Twitter.
Yeah, she challenges Dave Grohl to a drum battle. And Dave Grohl responds and does it back. And he's like, funny thing is, she's all energized, she's all into it. He's like winded after it, but he then challenges her to play another song. So they're having like a drum battle back and forth over Twitter. And he's the reason she played drums.
That's beautiful.
Very cool.
Yeah. So David Grohl, he's from Foo Fighters and he's also from another band. What other band was that?
It was in Nirvana.
Nirvana. Oh, I love Nirvana. Back in the 90s, early 90s, Nirvana was a nice grungy rock band.
Yeah, they're Dave. Going back and forth and just having fun. Kind of cool.
It's beautiful. Wow. That's great to see like a musician, you know, challenging young youth out there.
That's the one thing is like a lot of rock musicians are like that. They're all just down to earth. At the end of the day, so it's kind of cool just to see.
Is she self-taught, you think, or does she take lessons?
She probably taught herself. You really can't take much drum lessons, I don't think. Like, it's just basically learning the parts to hit on the drum, and you have to build up the ability. But she just has fun with it.
I don't know if I can self-teach myself.
You can. You just have to go through messing up a lot over and over until you get it down.
You have to have a really good ear to, like, kind of imitate what you hear, too. And, like, the agility to do it, which is a lot. You know, it's not like an instrument. So.
No, you need the agility. You don't need a good ear when it comes to drums. Drums don't actually use notes.
To hear it, to hear and to kind of recreate that, I think that takes a lot of good hearing for, you know.
Because you just look up a thing called tablature. It tells you the things to hit. You just have to then practice it.
Mm.
That's beautiful. I love it. 10-year-old. She's a 10-year-old girl.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Aw, so cute. I love the kids, you know, with talent, music talent, anything. I wish I learned to swim when I was young, but, you know, that ship has sailed.
You still can.
You can learn to swim now.
I'm a scaredy cat.
No, you're not. You're fine. You're fine in the water. And get on that bicycle. Swim.
Yes. Start riding a bicycle. I just learned how to ride a bicycle, so...
Have
it's
you been
fun.
Practicing?
No, I need to get out there. The weather's beautiful.
You have a bike? Why don't you get a bike so you can
practice? I have. I have. Yeah.
Okay.
I have a small bike, and it wasn't too hard.
Yeah.
I have two bikes.
It's not bad.
One is a mountain bike, so I can't really use it. I'm not there yet. But another one is the regular bike. Apparently, there's a difference.
Yeah, the tires and stuff. But I mean, they both pretty much ride the same way. So long as you can balance it, it's all good. Then you can even drive a Vespa. Like, what? Once you get that balance under your belt, like, that's it.
Yeah.
So you can even rent a motorcycle, a Harley one day, and go out for a spin. Like, that's it.
Absolutely. Yeah. You might see me on a bike, you know, going up the ramps, going down the ramps.
They see me rolling.
They hate it. Gotta roll my bike. Huh?
We're doing backflips off of ramps in no time.
Ah,
pop a wheelie.
Gotta ride the bike. All right.
Funny to share.
Beautiful.
So we had seniors that created the Vogue looks. The Vogue magazine cover looks. So these are residents in an English home care.
Yeah,
I guess it's like a viral internet trend now that's going around. So they pick like iconic Vogue covers and then they recreate it with the seniors or the seniors do it themselves. I think they started off, the care home in Bristol, England decided to get involved with the latest social media craze that originated on TikTok. They had three of Robinson House's top models. Where did it go? It just went away. And it had their names. Where did it go?
So that's cute. So you see a magazine, a Vogue cover, and then you imitate it.
Oh, Susan Crew, Norman Hunson, and Terry Chard. So here's some of the shots.
Oh, adorable.
Oh my God, so cute.
So basically, we're looking at a Vogue magazine where this lady has a red phone and a sun hat and a red dress. And then we see one of the seniors doing the same thing.
Next to come is Beyonce.
Oh, I love this one. Beyonce with all the flowers on her head. I don't know if anyone's seen that.
During the photo shoot. But she's so hot.
That's cute. I've seen this challenge on Instagram, the Vogue cover challenge.
Yeah, apparently it's like a viral thing.
Definitely went.
Yeah.
Yeah, the seniors is adorable.
These ads are so weird. I don't know why this like underwear keeps popping up.
Because maybe you shopped for underwear.
I did not.
Okay. Or looked for underwear.
When you stop wearing underwear, that's a sign.
Oh, okay. So you stopped wearing underwear. Okay.
I guess so. I'll have to
trying
start
to get
now.
You to buy underwear again because the underwear company's losing money now.
Right.
Uh-oh. Yeah, you got to get that underwear on. But I love it. I would love to do the Vogue challenge. You know, just look at the picture and just imitate it.
Yeah.
It's beautiful that seniors have something fun to do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Shared the three pictures. I wish they had more. It would have been nice to see more.
Yeah. This is in New England or in England? Where is this? Bristol, England?
Guys, a hummingbird. You see it? It's a little one.
Is that on the grass or?
Do not see it.
This one down. Oh, it's so pretty. Anyway,
hummingbird.
I love the nature here.
I love nature too.
Especially up here where there's like so much of it.
And where are you right now? What state?
I mean, Rock Hill. I'm in New York. Rock Hill.
Rock Hill, New York.
2 hours out from New York City. Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah. It's very relaxing. I'm going to have to head home today.
Oh. Aww.
My cats are acting up, so.
Yeah. And we're all from Queens, so. And you're from Long Island.
Yes. Now.
From Long Island. Now you're a Long Islander.
Everyone's escaping Queens.
Yeah. I mean, not everyone, but some people. Yeah. Well, you know, this was a great segment. Let me see if I have anything else to share. Let's see. I don't think I do. I mean, there's so much good news out there. Well, there was one more where a student built, a student built a greenhouse through with bamboo and natural resins from the tree. So it's a beautiful, right here, greenhouse. You can see that.
It's so futuristic.
Yeah, they made it futuristic looking. And all of this is from bamboo and resin. Resin is to block the rain from going in. It's a school architectural production. I love it because now you can use different things. More recyclable material that don't break down.
Yeah, like last year, last week I did a story about how they recycled, I think, like plastic to make the roads or something.
Yes.
In another state, and that was very successful too. Yeah, so recycling what we already have to build something else with it is
yeah
a really cool way to save the environment, you know.
That's beautiful, yeah.
And it's really interesting what the types of like materials you could actually use to recycle. I saw a story, this guy from India, he invented a way to use, you know, the soot, like the smoke from the factories. Mm-hmm. It goes up and it pollutes the place, right? So he found a way to use the carbon from the soot to make like beautiful tiles.
That's beautiful. I remember that story.
You did that one one
really week. Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, people just use material that's in the air, like carbon. You capture carbon and make it into tiles. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
What do we recycle? Because like it's a, you know, it's something that's gonna be harmful to the planet, and it, you know, it produces freely, and then you make it into like a construction material, and tiles are pretty expensive, so you could really turn a profit with garbage, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I hope everyone stay well and keep staying safe, you know, continue to stay safe and happy with, you know, I hope that we were able to brighten your world.
I feel good already.
You do, that's wonderful. Yeah, we're here every week to share great articles, excellent articles, positive articles around the world. So if, you know, you have anything that you want to share, you can also message us and you can share. But for now, you know, these are our articles that we have.
I'm just lounging in my pizza.
Can you guys see the lake behind me?
Yes.
I'm jealous.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys had a good time in Montauk. So now
I know.
For a week. All right.
For 21 days.
Oh, wow. You counted, Cindy.
I did.
21 days, 5 hours.
20 seconds, a minute.
20 seconds.
All right. So join us next week for more good news. And we will be happy to provide that for you. And I hope everyone has a great week, actually. A great Sunday.
Long weekend.
Now it is a long weekend.
Labor Day. Hey, Nicole's here. Hey,
hi. Hi, Nicole.
Oh, she got all dolled up for you guys. Look at that.
It's very pretty. Happy Labor Day. I love how your hair, Nicole, is very pretty.
Oh, thank you.
You cut it short and you dyed it.
Yes.
What is that, the bob?
Thank God.
It's so cute.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, we have less than a minute left.
Yes, less than a minute. Woo-hoo. Say what you gotta say.
Well, I have good news.
Okay.
My school opened.
Yay.
We had 2 days and we've been working all summer and we're still cases free. So that's good.
That's good. Yay.
For now. We'll see when the fall and stuff really roll in.